Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Your brain and your ears might be blowing a little smoke later on today if you're one of the people that gets those Facebook changes rolled out first. I'm seeing kind of when I refresh my Facebook feed, I'm starting to see some examples of these changes. So, and I know every time, don't we all have these people on our Facebook friends list? Every time Facebook changes something, they throw a little hissy fit.
Mm-hmm.
I hate this new Facebook. I quit Facebook.
Changing things around.
Change it back, my friends. Socrates.
Boycott Facebook until they change it back. That's what the people want.
Polly, are you one of the people? You did that really well.
No.
So, the only thing permanent is change. You just got to roll with it sometimes, kids. So here are some of the things that you're going to notice on the new Facebook that will be, and it doesn't mean to say that yours will change like today, but it's one of those things that you'll start to see it happening.
Yeah, mine still looks the same from what I can tell.
Yeah, I just saw a couple examples of what it will end up looking like, but mine hasn't changed yet either. Okay, so now you explained this to me earlier. A mobile-centric design with centered profile photos, plus big sections for photos and friends. So that means your profile pic will now be in the middle of that home of the page.
Yeah, I interpret it as it'll show up better on your small mobile phone.
Which makes sense, because most people, that's what you're doing,
most websites are optimized for small phones now.
Okay. Temporary profile pics? What? Why? I don't understand that one.
I don't understand. No, I don't know.
Okay. Easier visibility for your about info, including a 100-character bio field, so you get to write yourself a bio. Like,
okay.
Hi, I'm producer Polly, and I like the Blue Jays. And ham. I don't know. Do you even like ham? I don't know.
Yeah, I like ham.
Make it funny. Make it funny is what I'm saying. Sure, because people are make it interesting, maybe. Like, you know, I don't know. Some people's bios, I read them and I'm like, I wish I could get those 4 seconds back. Now, this is going to be fun. The ability to use a 7-second looping video as your profile pic.
That'd be cool.
That'd be kind of neat, huh?
Yeah.
Like a little... like Snapchat, is that what that is? Where it's just like a little tiny chunk of video that kind of...
I think so. There's so many of those social networks, I can't keep them all straight.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. So it's like a profile GIF, they call it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to happen. That is going to happen. Now, listen, I tell you this because, as producer Polly and I said earlier, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy who's like, change it back. Don't, please, because people make fun of you behind your back and probably in person too, but you can't see it because you haven't updated your Facebook page. Because on Monday, Facebook had outages. Did you know this? Did you notice?
Yeah, there's been like 2 outages or 3 in the last week or so.
Maybe because they were trying to do these updates. On both sides of the Atlantic Ocean, when Facebook had its outages earlier this week, police departments had to tweet out tweets that said, please don't call us when your Facebook goes down.
Are you serious?
I kid you not. Folks, please do not call the police because hashtag Facebook down. We are as upset as you are, but we cannot fix Facebook. Hashtag sorry. Hashtag we tried. Hashtag we're not the tech police. That's from England. Seriously, kids. So, you know, when you're upset with your Facebook page today, later or tomorrow when it changes, do not call the police. Chief Larkin is a wonderful man, but I have it on good authority. He'll come over and smash your laptop with his police baton if you call the Waterloo Regional. Don't do it.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.